Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're continuing the teaching this morning when the spirit of man aligns with the spirit of God. And we'll be opening in Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. So think of the word let. It means it's possible. If you say, let me through, if you're trying to get through a crowd, go through a gate, let me through. It's possible. It'll open for you. We have access to it. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So we have to let, we have to allow the mind of Christ to take residence in our mind, through the Spirit of God, because the carnal mind will work to box out the mind of Christ. The natural mind will work to box out the mind of Christ. So we have to let this mind be in us. We have to allow it to happen. It's possible. And now we have to yield to the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And then he goes on to say, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. So it's giving us clues here of how to submit unto God, to submit unto servanthood, to submit unto the mind of Christ, not rise up in pride, not arise up in the natural mind or the carnal mind, but let this mind, the submissive mind of Christ, the mind of wisdom, think of the attributes of Christ, all the things that happen through his prayers and his mind, the solutions that came forth during Jesus's earthly ministry. Let this mind be in you, a mind of solution, a mind of power, a mind of courage to be able to continue even when things didn't seem like they were going in your favor. A mind, the mind of Christ, to be able to defy the natural odds and to be able to move forward and bring forth demonstration of the power of God.
It's so beautiful in that verse what you just read. He become a what kind of servant? A bond servant. Let's stay there for a minute and just feed on that word, bond servant. A bond servant here simply means a free will. His free will. He become a servant freely. He was not forced to become that. When we come in contact with God, our service become free will. Not paid service. I become a band servant. My mind, my body, and my spirit is all saying yes. The free will service. God is looking for free will service. God wants us to serve freely. When we have that renewed mind, we cannot practice servanthood. We serve others. Now, let's fast forward it, Diane and Emily, to Jesus and the disciples. Let's fast forward it way back now. The disciple of Jesus wanted to teach them the spirit of a bond servant, the spirit of humility. He wanted to teach them the spirit of servanthood. This was the teaching. Because they were Jesus' disciples. So that night, Jesus take a bucket with some water and a towel. And he started to wash their feet to teach them a lesson that the servant, the master is not greater than those that serve. What a lesson. He says, I did not come to no one to serve me, but I come to serve. So to be truly a master, you have to become a what? A servant. And the disciples couldn't understand that. And Peter was always, you know, all of them were a mess, but Peter was the one that will speak up. You know, he didn't want his feet to be washed. And Jesus said, if I don't, then you will not have no lot nor part with me, because there's no way you can be connected with God unless the spirit of humility is in you, because God is that. All of those characteristics is God. So we know this now, that the heart is spirit is not of God. Prideful spirit is not of God. So we can go down the list. So if we become, in Thessalonians, if we become one with him, one with Jesus, one with God, then all of those have to be gone. That's why the flesh now, and we said it, I think we said it either Monday or Tuesday, the body is now crucified. It no longer alive, but it is crucified. And it's now come under the leadership of the spirit. The mind is now in what? Subjection to the spirit. So you see, all three of these now are in alignment. And that's when we have power. That's what Nicodemus saw. He saw the alignment of body, soul, and spirit in Jesus Christ. And that's what bring out miracle. And he says, why couldn't we all not do it? Why can't we do the things that you do? So we expect, and hear the word he says. So we declare, and not only declare, but we conclude that you are from God. What it mean from God? Mean you connect with God. That's it. Man that is from God is one that is connect with God. In other words, he says you are connected with God, because only that is the reason why you can do those things and we can do it.
Paul struggled all the time between good and evil, and he used to say it. And also, those of you who don't know what a bondservant is, just in case, it means somebody who works without wages.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Free will.
Just free will. You just so I clarified that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are body, soul, and spirit, and we all have to be preserved to be one with God.
Yes.
One works with the other. We can't function with just our body, and we can't function with just our spirit. Not right, not right now anyway, because we're under flesh, and we can't function with just our soul. So we have to become one, body, soul, and spirit. And we have to make our soul that's the part of our mind that's the part of us that's our mind, and it has to become renewed in Christ. And we all have good and evil in us. We all want to do evil, and I could just be having a piece of chocolate cake. It doesn't have to be, you know, killing somebody. We all have that little thing in us that we want to do. Maybe sometimes it feels better to do the wrong thing because we can indulge and we can satisfy the flesh. So that's why we have to keep everything all together. The body, the mind, and the spirit has to be connected to God. And we get the Holy Spirit that helps us and helps us discern what he needs us to do in life and how to be good Christians and to do his will.
The whole key here is that in this lesson, we want to learn. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. You just read?
Yes.
Just read that. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24. Yes. Your whole body, mind, and spirit.
Yes.
So let's look at that. When the sanctifying process, that our body must be separated unto God, our mind must be separated unto God, our spirit must be separated unto God. So the location of all three of those. So the spirit that is joined with Christ 100% is alive unto God. And this Thursday morning, as we end in this teaching, the takeaway that we should take away from the teaching today, the spirit that is joined with Christ is alive unto God. It's no longer dormant. The spirit that is separated from God is dead unto God. The spirit that is separated from God is dead unto God. There's no life there. There's no work coming from there. So I beg you today, encourage you today, let's get back to God through Jesus Christ. Let's accept the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ. He sent Jesus to redeem us and to bring us back unto him. So he can have what? Fellowship with us.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, it tells us explicitly, do not quench the spirit. Verse 20, do
yes.
not despise prophecy.
Yes.
Verse 21, test all things, hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. So before that verse, verse 23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before that, it outlines different things in order for us to be able to operate in the fullness of the sanctification process. He says, verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. So it gives us explicit steps in order to experience this God of peace. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.